101.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Six CDF funded community projects in Kitwe's Chipata compound handed over to the community. Drivers at Lusaka's Kulima Tower bus station express a willingness to further reduce bus fares on all local routes. In African news, a Mali junta chief Assimi Goïta grants his own unlimited presidential mandate. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. For years, residents of Chipata compound Musonda area in Kitwe's Kwacha constituency faced challenges in accessing healthcare due to the lack of local health facilities. However, through the effective utilization of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, for 2022, 2023 and 2024, six community projects, including the Chipata Clinic, have been handed over to the community. The Chipata Clinic was constructed at a total cost of 4.2 million kwacha. This development has delighted the local community. Speaking in an interview with Company Radio News, the residents expressed relief, stating that the struggles to access health care are now a thing of the past. Drivers at Lusaka's Kulima Tower bus station have expressed a willingness to further reduce the bus fares on all local routes, following the Road Transport and Safety Agency's RTSA announcement of a 1 kwacha reduction. In an interview with Company Radio News, Kulima Tower bus station chairperson Nicholas Banda states that bus operators will maintain the fare reduction as long as the Energy Regulation Board keeps fuel prices steady for at least 6 months. Mr. Banda has also urged RTSA to promptly release the fare chart, allowing passengers to adjust to the new charges.
So, you want to go to the house? You want to go to the house? I'm going to go to the house. sister will come. My different bag was at it. Who are you at? People need a mochi. Pamanda and Paminaba. I try it out. This one is a system. This one is a business.
And drivers at Kulima Tower bus station have echoed Mr. Banda's sentiments, emphasizing their willingness to implement the fare reduction once the new fare chart is made available. Chilanga Town Council has urged motorists and road users that pothole patching works are currently underway along a 6-kilometer stretch of Kasupe Road from Harvester Filling Station to Rapadim Institute Turnoff. Chilanga Town Council Public Relations Officer Luyando Sikazwe says the works are aimed at improving road safety and enhancing the driving experience for the residents and road users of Chilanga District. Mr. Sikazwe has disclosed that the total cost of the works is 1 million kwacha with funding support from the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, amounting to 350,000 kwacha under community projects and the local authorities a road grant under the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, contributing 700,000 kwacha. He has advised motorists to take extra caution when driving through the affected section, observe all traffic signs and signals, and follow instructions from road maintenance crews on site. He has further appealed for patience as these unnecessary works may temporarily affect the normal flow of traffic. Mr. Sikazwe further says the pothole patching process will be carried out in 4 main stages for a period of 3 months. National Cancer Coordinator at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Paul Kamfwa, says currently cervical cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths among women in Zambia, with the country diagnosing 9 women and losing 6 women daily to this preventable disease. In an interview with Common Radio News, Dr. Kamfwa has emphasized that cervical cancer can be cured if diagnosed early and appropriate measures are instituted, saying it can also be eliminated. He has disclosed that 5.75 million women are at risk of developing cervical cancer. Dr. Kamfwa adds that many women lack access to screening services, particularly in rural areas. He has further emphasized that the Ministry of Health, with support from partners, has been working hard to scale up a cervical cancer screening and treatment.
HPV positivity, we came to realize that we had more HPV positivity standing at about 35%, which was found in the health facility, as compared to 21%, which was at the health post. And there were more HIV negative women who were seen in the health post as compared to the ones who were seen in the health facility.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.co.za. 18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zamele Kalandida, Ife, Pa Company Radio.